Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. If this is your first time tuning into our podcast, welcome. And we're really happy that you are here. I just wanted to welcome you, and I hope that our words touch your heart today. And for those of you who are returning, we're happy you are here. Maybe you could all introduce yourself. This is so-and-so, just arrived, and all of you who've been here all along, welcome back anyway. And we're assuming that you're returning because there are things you've heard on this program that touch your heart, that really meant something to you. Or maybe they didn't. They're just like, you know what he's saying? Yeah. And anyway, you know, we're happy you're here, and we thank you for listening. Remember, you can also check us out at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And if you'd like to send us feedback, if you'd like to send us prayer requests, anything, just check us out at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And by the way, do remember, we have a standing invitation. You have a standing invitation to come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays. That's 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. So we're talking this week about an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And what happens when we are hurt by someone, and how do we respond? Now, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth basically comes down to revenge. And it comes down to vengeance. It comes down to my quest for justice. Someone has hurt me, and I want to make sure I get my pound of flesh, which is a good term that many people use for they demand justice. So there is a need for justice, but remember, we as agents of the kingdom of God seek the justice that God gives, not the justice that we give, because the justice that we give will come and hurt us too. It's kind of like, put it this way, we drop a nuclear bomb on a local city that offends us, and then realize, oh, wait a minute, we get affected by that nuclear radiation too. I guess that didn't work. Now did it? You know, that kind of an idea. So there is a response that we can find. But first of all, you have to understand something. We come from a Catholic perspective. That means we are in relationship with Jesus Christ. That means that we don't follow rules with the hopeful idea that at the end of our life, we meet Jesus and go, oh, hi, Jesus, how are you? Can we get into your kingdom, or are we not good enough? That's not Catholicism. There are some people that believe that. There's nothing Catholic about that. As a matter of fact, Jesus said the kingdom of God is within. So we understand that it is within, not without. We don't wait for that time we can meet Jesus, just like we wait for that time we graduate from high school or college or whatever. No, we encounter Christ now so that when we do eventually stand before him, we see him better, but we recognize, oh, yeah, oh, wow. You know, we now understand him on a better, maybe a good way to put it is the transfiguration. When Peter, James, and John saw Jesus transfigured, they saw him in all his glory, but they still know it was Jesus because they knew him beforehand. So again, that relationship with Jesus is a key aspect of our Catholicism. Too many people think it's all about being good people until we reach the gates of heaven and then we see if we are allowed in. That's not us at all. It is really about knowing and experiencing Jesus on a personal level and allowing that personal level to transform us. It's right out of Romans 12:2, by the way, a renewal of your mind, to transform us so we experience and we understand our life in a whole different way once we encounter Christ. Well, that includes when things go wrong in our life. Now, I should tell you that the inspiration for this program, I was asked to do this program, and the inspiration was asking the question, as I think you heard in the last episode, about how do we deal with, where does, basically a way to put it is, where does an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth fit into our life as people of faith. I don't know if I told you yesterday, but the source of that question was someone who had a friend who was killed by a gang, and this was several years ago, but he's still obviously very angry and very bitter about this, and asking that question in sincerity. How do we deal with that? Because the language of the street says an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And so that's one response. But we as Catholics don't believe in that. What do we believe? Well, here's where it becomes really tricky. And this is what we have to be careful of. Because we can simply become Pollyannish. Oh, we're supposed to forgive everybody. And so what we'll do is we'll just forgive them. No, it doesn't work that way. You can't do that. There's that book by the Lynn brothers, who were Catholic priests, and they were healers. They were charismatic healers during the 70s and the 80s. And their sister Sheila, and they wrote a book, Do Not Forgive Too Soon. And they talked about how forgiveness was a process. And obviously, the process involves how much hurt was there in light of how much of a great offense happened. And obviously, when we're talking something of what I was just saying, someone was killed, that's obviously a great offense. Well, one of the things that we are taught, and I've had to use this in experiences when I've been severely attacked, in a sense, not necessarily physically, although that's happened, but also emotionally and spiritually attacked. And, you know, a lot of people will go through some very painful experiences. They'll have some terrible losses. They'll be really hurt in different ways. The loss of someone who meant so much to them, or maybe just the loss of a friendship. Someone turns on them and they have a hard time to forgive. People have different levels of what kind of forgiveness is needed at a particular time and whether or not they can forgive. So it ranges from, you know, a severe story like I talked a few minutes ago about someone being murdered by a gang, all the way to some other form of injury, emotional and physical and spiritual injury. I am carrying a lot of the bitterness that I finally had to let go of years in our school system, which was a really tough experience. And a lot of people are like that. Now, obviously, that even as bad as that was, that's not as bad as losing a friend to a gang shooting. But it's still there. And so regardless of why it is there, the question is, how do we deal with that? And the answer is, yes, we're called to forgive, but you can't do it alone. You literally have to bring your hurts to the Lord. You cannot do it any other way. You may have to come to a point, as I did, where you have to turn around and say, Lord, I cannot forgive, in this case, these people. I cannot forgive them, but you want me to. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask you to forgive them and help me through it. But I literally could not forgive the people who had hurt me over the years, especially in school. So it took a lot of work, but work in prayer. Because basically what's happening is the Lord is demanding of us not to respond with an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. He's asking, he's telling us, he's commanding us to respond by learning how to forgive. And the way he does it is in Romans 12. In Romans 12 teaches, do not return evil for evil, but return a blessing instead. And the reason is because vengeance is God's. And I will tell you that God is pretty good at vengeance. But let me explain this. In other words, he is saying, do not enact your own form of justice. You turn everything over to the Lord and let him enact justice. In other words, it really is getting us out of we become gods and enact our justice. It's turning everything over to the Lord and saying, Lord, you enact your justice. And his justice is a justice that calls people to repentance and holiness, even the most hardened of sinners. Remember what Jesus said as he was being nailed on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. At that level, he's literally calling for forgiveness, but he ultimately is calling for them to conversion. There are those who reject that. We see that in the bad thief on the cross. But God's justice is powerful. It is there, but it's always there in the concept of the Father seeking to bring the son into the child, actually, because we have his son, his only son, but then the adopted children and obviously daughters, I should put that in, into the fold through repentance and through holiness. So that's what we do. We turn our pain over to the Lord. It takes time for it to be healed. And I'm not talking 20 minutes. I'm talking maybe years at times. In the meantime, you have to bring it to the Lord. You have to understand that you have to say to him, I can't do this on my own. I cannot forgive on my own. I cannot let go of this hurt on my own. This is too painful. And let that happen. Because what you are doing is, again, turning the whole concept of vengeance over to the Lord. Funny passage that St. Paul reminds us of, and it's also in the Old Testament. It says, not only are you returning a blessing instead, but by doing that, you are heaping coals on their head. In other words, what he's saying, it's kind of strange, is what he's actually saying is, if they don't repent, then God deals with that in his way, and we all know what that is. But if they do repent, then God welcomes them into the fold, and all of us rejoice when that happens. So you can see how that, but it has to be done in prayer. You cannot do it any other way. So it says an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but that's not what we're called to do, but we're called to forgive our enemies. Extremely difficult to do. But the only way you can do that is that you can recognize the demand that's been made upon you. You can get down on your knees and beg God to help you forgive by telling him you want, just as Jesus did, him to forgive those who hurt you and help you to be healed of that hurt. If what you heard on today's program touched your heart, we encourage you to share today's podcast with friends and family so that they can be enlightened as well. We always want to reach new listeners, so please let them know. They can find us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and tomorrow at WROL at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Have a blessed day. And we'll see you tomorrow. In Cristo vivimos.